Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Really big tent? Check. Really big savings? Check. Hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from? Be sure you check out the Big Tent event. Only at Honda North. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's time for another local music show that we call Grassroots, and we are in our sixth year of presenting a Sunday night special. We call it Local Music Spectacular, actually, here on Sunday nights on The Rock Station, 97.7, but it's an opportunity just to sit down and talk a little bit about some of these local musicians we have in the tri-state area and play their music, because we believe they've got something very special going on, and we appreciate the fact that we get a special opportunity to visit with you every Sunday night. We're presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. Meat Locker, if you would like to get something recorded that you can get played on Grassroots, that's the first place to start. See Jim Harpell and his staff at Meat Locker Recording Studios. I'm Bob Cupp, welcoming you along with Shady Lady Productions' own Mr. Utah Burgess, and another successful Rock Down Right tour stop in the month of June. It's already happened here.
Yeah, was contacted by Winfield Township down by the Cabot area, and they are doing a community days first Saturday of the month, June, July, and August, and wanted local music to be a part of it. So that's how we got involved, and they climbed on board the Rock Down Right tour train.
That's awesome. So,
yeah, fun stuff, and like to see communities doing things like that. Good stuff. And then we also did the U.S. Military Vets MC ride yesterday, Noble Hops Band. Always a good time with those guys. They are fantastic people. It's always a blast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they speaking of support, they even come out and supported the cause in May for Robin's Home.
Yes, they did.
The Lindor American Legion. So, you know, it's just great to see that. You know, as a special salute for people that do that kind of thing, and there are a select group of people that do go around and do that, and I hope more get involved in getting out and supporting many, many different causes. It's great to see that, and it's always fun when local music's attached to it, too. That makes it extra special, too. And, well, we have our next Rock Done Right tour stop will be the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in July at Cooper's Lake Campground. We can't wait for that. Highlight of my summer, I know. And, well, basically for a buck a band for Friday night and all day Saturday, you get to hang out and hear some great music and have some fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Get your tickets now. TheBandJam.com. Hit the bands up. Stop off at the station here. Hit me up. Get to one of our ticket outlets. But don't wait. Get them now.
Presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants, and we want to thank a whole bunch of different people for becoming involved. Even had the barbecue place that was there last year, Smoky Bees is going to be back, and they were busy lined up at the window all weekend long, because it smelled good the whole time too. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, Huff Negro and Majors are going to be there. They're going to have a display, and, you know, you might be too late right now to maybe rent something, but you could give them a call and try a little over a month away, and those things get booked up pretty quick. But if you're looking to buy something, we encourage you to maybe browse around and get yourself something purchased by next month.
Yep, and the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers will be back out there again with the beer tent. That was a hit last year. We'll be raising money for Tassow, a wildlife group here in the area. And we're going to have Melissa back, too, doing her belly dancing. Yeah. So looking forward to that. And maybe a couple more things we're still adding here.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun throughout the weekend. A lot of different things to do. That's why we encourage – we set this up as a family fun event, because Cooper's Lake Campground is the perfect family atmosphere setting to have this kind of event. So that's why 17 and under get in free. We encourage you to bring the whole family.
Yeah, for Mac Z, she's the daughter of my friends. I gave her two Band Jam tickets last year for her birthday in April. So I think the parents begrudgingly brought the kids out to check out the Band Jam, ended up staying the whole weekend. The kids had a blast. They've been talking about it all year. And, I mean, they're ready to go. I mean, they just absolutely fell in love with the event. And that's cool. We just give it a chance.
Well, you know, my wife has become a sidekick at a number of local music events, and that's what really clued her into how good the local music scene was around these parts. It was our first Band Jam. she popped out and checked it out just to come out and support really what we were doing here, because we had this new grassroots show. And she was like, well, I'll come out and support. And she had so much fun, she ended up going home, bringing clothes back, and stayed for the weekend. I mean, you know, that's it's infectious that way. Yeah. It really is, because these musicians put on, you know, the majority throughout the day, they're going to put on a quick 40, 45-minute set. They're going to give you the best they have to offer. Some of the headliners later at night get a little bit longer, but it's just like an all-star jam, and it just is a small sample of what we do here on Sunday nights, but it's a great example.
Yeah, we could do a month-long festival, but that's not in the cards.
No, it's not. We got more to get to tonight. Two different visitors going to be joining us tonight. We're going to visit with the general manager of the Narcisse Winery down in Gibsonia and talk a little bit about what they have to offer. And one of the things they offer, local musicians playing in a couple of different, three or four different environments that they have down there, different settings for these local musicians. So we'll talk to Roberto Smiraglio, who is the general manager of Narcisse, and another special guest that we had on last year, really picking up some momentum right now, and that's Frank Vieira, who's kind of doing a radio tour nationwide for his new tune called Fill It Up from his album that he put out last year. We visited with him after he dropped it. And it sounds like some national buzz is surrounding Frank right now, and he's going to be part of the Big Butler Fair, a lot of other festivities, so we'll visit with Frank here tonight. But first, let's get to some music. And these gentlemen got in touch with us because they had heard about our show, and they were coming into this area. And they're actually from over in Ohio, but they were being brought in as part of a concert over Memorial Day weekend down at the Butler Arts Center. And they reached out to us and said, hey, we're going to be passing through. Could we get on the show? And I said, well, that's Grassy Award weekend. We do the nominations, so we don't have any special guests. But we can play your song on the weekend after, and that's what we're doing here tonight. They're the band called Cumberland, who are just recently into the area, and they played the Arts Center. They're from Chesapeake, Ohio, which is over in toward, I think, the Hamilton area, east of Cincinnati, and they got a pretty cool song called Divide the Lights, title track of their latest album, and give it a listen here tonight.
All right, we'll follow that up with some Unsupervived, a band out of Pittsburgh, and their song called Bobble.
Grooving already, man.
Yeah, I've seen you bopping over there when I had a play.
Let's bobble. It's the Grassroots Show tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
For you, oh, 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 got you. Feel a little bit in your pocket now. Don't think you think that you had a facelift. Everybody knew that you don't know now. Take a little bit, put it on me.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight, our Grassroots Show. I can't believe it's June already. My goodness, it's hard to believe that, but it is. And, well, we soldier on, and we're brought to you this segment by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And watching the Pittsburgh Pirates in recent weeks, you need a lot of man cans to get through that. But anyway.
Remember, we're not going to talk about Pirates because we pre-record and we always get it wrong. So.
Just having some fun. The Rainbow Inn in Freeport. We're very excited to have a special guest with us tonight who's going to check in via phone. Roberto Smiraglio is the general manager of Narcisi Winery. And you want to talk about a facility that is a great facility with food, drink, you name it, atmosphere. But also they support local musicians.
Yeah, they do. And not only by hosting them at their wonderful venue, I often see people from Narcisi out at local music events as well, supporting. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we're joined on the Grassroots Show here tonight by the general manager of Narcisi Winery. That is Roberto Smiraglio. Roberto, how are you? Welcome to the Grassroots Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Roberto, give us a little background, first of all, for those people out there that may have been living in a box and have not been to Narcisse Winery. Give us a little overview of Narcisse Winery.
Well, we're located in Gibsonia, so I would say 20 minutes south of Pittsburgh. Of Butler, since you are located in Butler. We've been around for almost 18 years. November 1st will be our 18th year. And, you know, we're quite a large winery. We produce close to 15,000 cases of wine per year. We have 26 different wines available. We have a large place with a restaurant site and different things to do and see. We have an outside bar. We have a large pavilion area where people can come and picnic. I guess the reason why I'm on the show is we have also live music offerings every Wednesday. And then from mid-April to mid-October, every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, people can sample wine, can have a meal. We offer tours and tastings. We want people to learn about local Pennsylvania wine and learn how it's done, learn how to understand wine and taste different things. And that's pretty much in a nutshell,
Yeah, a lot of different things. I mean, and there's so many different avenues that your winery can provide people. If you just want to take a tour, if you want to sit down and enjoy some music for an afternoon, I mean, my goodness, you said that time period, four different days of music, but you can be a wedding location. I mean, there's a lot of options for people to partake at Narcisse Winery.
Correct, yeah. We have all kinds of private banquets and parties. Not weddings anymore, just we're too busy to handle weddings, but anything else is welcome. Yeah, we have several private events per week. And we also have special events like wine dinners, special tour and tasting events. One involves our guests participating during harvest, which is at the end of September, beginning of October, depending on the season. Mm-hmm. We do different things depending on the time of the year. We do a Valentine's special tour and tasting event with cheese pairing. So there's always different things to do all year round.
Now, this is, of course, airing in June, but you've got a lot going on, and I see a lot of familiar names and some unfamiliar names, too, because I haven't seen everybody in Western Pennsylvania or around the area that plays, because you do have a lot of different styles of music that come through, from blues to jazz to a little bit of everything. Are you the one responsible for kind of booking the musicians?
Yeah, I do all the bookings. We do all kinds of styles. We're not stuck to any particular. We used to be more jazz-oriented, and then we understood that, people like different things, so we really offer all kinds of music. And we just started about a year and a half ago to offer some country musicians as well, just because, how popular that has become. Mm-hmm. So really anything, classic rock, blues. We have a bluegrass band. Acoustic on Wednesday and Friday nights when it's a little quieter, so we don't want to disrupt the dinner crowd, and Saturdays are on a big stage, so bigger, louder, heavier bands.
And that's cool because you have those different options, and I'm sure the musicians appreciate just the opportunity to play, but I'm sure as well it sets a nice atmosphere for people, to kind of just sit down and relax. And if you have a nice day in Western Pennsylvania, there's no better setting than sitting around at Narcisse Winery and hearing music and doing some fine wine tasting.
Correct, yeah. And, as we always say to our guests, coming to a winery is not just related to making a purchase and leave. It's coming to enjoy the experience. So you do some samples of wine, a tasting. You have some food. You can also bring your own picnic food. That's always welcome as long as you make a wine purchase. Mm-hmm. And then you sit outside, beautiful day, and you listen to the music, which is provided completely free of charge, always. All we ask is, of course, a wine purchase. And that's pretty much the theme now in many wineries across the country. Wineries, again, are not just a place to make a purchase. They're a place to spend a few hours in and get to know the production, the people that make the wine, and see what the place has to offer.
Well, and I will say this, you folks have some awesome food as well. So if you don't want to bring your picnic basket, you can enjoy a great meal and really get a great taste of the environment as well.
And and we have several options for that. We have a more formal setting for the restaurant, but we also have an outdoor wine bar, which has a wood-fired pizza oven where there's a different menu. Things are a little easier and quicker to prepare, so a little less, a little more informal. People can be outside and they can listen to the music as well in that particular setting.
And there's also beer at that outdoor bar, which is a good thing for those of us who like beer. So.
Yeah, we have two rotating drafts that we get from local breweries that actually purchase in on wines, and we buy their beer, so we help each other out, so we support each other. And we actually have a few brewers in Butler that purchase our wines as well. So, yeah, we have two beers available always.
That's where I discovered the Blanc Mosaic by Reclamation Brewing. Was at Narcisse, and I was like, oh, this is good. and talking to them, they said, well, we really make it just for you guys. They could barely keep it in-house.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, it's an excellent IPA, yes.
That's awesome. Well, and I will say this, as I look at your schedule, and of course, if folks go to NarcisseWinery.com, you've got a great website, tells you everything anybody would want to know about your facility, and you have an events page. It shows some of the musicians that will be there, and we just had our Grassy nomination show last weekend, and I see coming up next weekend, you can see one of the Grassy nominees, Miss Freddie's going to be there. So,
correct.
Yeah, that's just a great, and our reigning champions at the end of the month, Hotel Band.
Needs Hotel Band, and you can circle August 17th also, because the Noble Hops will be there.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, Miss Fred has been with us for many, many years. She's just an amazing performer, and every year I'm afraid she's going to be too big to keep playing with us, but because she travels a lot as well. But she's just a delightful person to deal with and a great performer as well.
Well, I can say this, Roberto, tip of the cap to everybody at Narcisse Winery and yourself. You folks do a great job. Always love to visit down there. First-class facility and the atmosphere. And we want to say thank you on the behalf of the Grassroots Show and local musicians. A big thank you for having some of these musicians so people can enjoy the atmosphere.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's always a pleasure. Yes.
Fantastic. Again, NarcisseWinery.com is the place to go. And Roberto Smiraglio is the general manager. If you ever get a chance, pat him on the back and give him a thank you and thank the staff down there. You have a great staff, too, that always take care of people. And we appreciate the opportunity to kind of give a look-see into the insight and encourage people to come down. And if you've never been there, you've got to make a stop. You're not too far off Route 8 in the Gibsonia area.
Totally recommend it, yeah.
Correct. Well, thank you for having me. We'll have Noble Hops. I forgot the date, but later on in August.
August 17th.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. We so enjoyed playing there last year on the patio. It was so much fun.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day too. So, and I think it had been rainy that weekend, and then that day just turned out to be beautiful. So, it was good. Roberto, thank you so much for being with us here on the Grassroots Show tonight.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to check out Narcisse Winery, they're located actually not too far away from John Vento's house, so you could make a double visit maybe.
Yeah, there you go. And they're going to be playing there this summer, Needs Hotel Band, as
That's
we mentioned.
Right. So. Yeah, they got a great lineup, and as you mentioned, four different times during the week, during the summer, you have an opportunity to see some local music with your wine and food. Delight.
I have had a blast anytime I've ever been there, and I actually got introduced to them through Mary Lou Scherter, so that was awesome. So.
Yeah, I think that's why Mary Lou packed up and moved down by that way, because that's a great place to be. So appreciate Roberto being with us here tonight, and their support of local music in particular. Well, we got some music here to play. In fact, why don't we sample some of the music that you'll have an opportunity to see down there this year?
Yeah, that sounds good. Throw on maybe some Good Brother Earl and their song When I Come Around. And these guys played acoustically at our April Rock Done Right tour stop for the benefit for John Supko. So good stuff.
Yeah, and we'll follow that up with Samantha Sears, who's going to be there. Samantha's playing a lot of different gigs all over the area, north, south, you name it. And we'll do a song that actually was produced by Lee Marks of Lamatt Productions called Checkmate that It's been a while since we've talked to Samantha. We might have to get her back in around here. But yeah. Some great sounding stuff, and look forward to seeing them again. Check out their event calendar and make a night where you're going to go down and see some local music while you're at it.
August 17th.
To yourself, your clean house, put your dusty heart upon the shelf. Your shadow runs like a queen to the guillotine to save your subjects first, because you can't break rank when your soul's already in the hearse. You look so lonely.
dreaming. We're all pawns, yeah. Game and we're all pawns, yeah. That's a chess game and we're all pawns, yeah. That's a chess game and we're all pawns.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by Bros' Superette. I encourage you to pop on in, and you can sign up on their email list and get the weekly specials emailed to you, or just the same, get on their Facebook page and give it a like, because they're always posting the weekly specials on there, but you'll get some great buys, and they always have a nice blend, too. Something you can cook on the grill, something you can have as a side, something you can use for lunch. They do a great job. At Bros' Superette, high on the hill, right on the price, and they are music, local music supporters, and we appreciate their support of the show here tonight. A great visit with Roberto Smiraglio from Narcisi Winery. I had the opportunity to visit with a friend on our country station in the past week, Frank Vieira, and we've been talking about Frank because he currently has a single that has been breaking nationwide, and it's really been getting him some nice buzz. And we had Frank on last summer to talk about the album release, and he's still releasing singles from that album. And he had a neat story on how he even got into this area, and lo and behold, he meets his wife, and now they have a child, and things are going pretty well for Frank, and he's going to be a special part of something that is coming up here this summer that everybody attends, and that's the Big Butler Fair.
Yeah, he's going to be on the bill on the closing night, July 7th, with Dylan Scott and Sam Groh, headliner Dylan Scott. So excited to have him on there.
That's great.
And speaking of Fill It Up, I still have my Fill It Up koozie and shirt from when he was in here last summer. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Had an opportunity to speak with Frank about the single and what he's currently up to. Frank, how you doing?
Great, Bob. How are you? Thank you. Thanks for having me, and always great to be back here.
Yeah, yes.
Feels like a second home.
You've actually been a part of our Grassroots Band Jam Music Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a great time.
Yeah. So you've got some new material out, a new album out, and a new single obviously being promoted as well, but some new stuff for the people can get
along. Yeah, so we had a new record come out actually last June, and we talked about it here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Fill It Up is the next single that we've released, and thankfully a lot of the stations have picked it up, and we're just hoping to keep the push going. So yeah. We appreciate all the support.
That's awesome to see. I saw a couple of weeks ago we were on the going for ads on Billboard, which was a big deal because we follow the Billboard charts here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and just grateful for the opportunity, and Billboard's doing that, putting it on the ads chart, and always seeing progress, and that's a good thing.
I see you playing all over Pittsburgh. You're doing something all the time.
Yeah, we've been really busy this year, and Pittsburgh's obviously our big market. We're here, but we've been doing a little bit more travel and expanding the footprint. And we were actually out in Chicago a couple weekends ago, and out in Michigan, and just kind of starting to grow the thing, and appreciate everybody's support. It's It's been awesome. It's been one heck of a year. Yeah. So.
Well, I would say it's been one heck of a year, not only for you as a musician, but you just had a youngin' added to the family, huh?
Yeah, we had a little baby boy. He's 2 months and 2.5 months, really. It's just so special.
Yeah.
You know, it really is such a life-changing and incredible thing.
So there might be some new angles in the Frank Vieira songwriting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's funny how life does that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're constantly evolving.
Give a little background of yourself. You went to school here, college.
Yeah. So I grew up actually in upstate New York. Was into sports, did a lot of stuff up there, and then moved down here to go to college. Went to Robert Morris University, and that's really where all this kind of started. Hanging out in the dorm room and writing songs, and you know, just kind of slowly getting the itch to play. And the more that sticks around, the more you want to do it, and the better it goes. The more you want to do it. So Pittsburgh's been my music home forever.
That's awesome.
And that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, I mean, kind of a late bloomer in the music world. I mean, because it was just sitting in your dorm room, literally, when you started to find this knack that I might have something here.
Yeah, so in high school, we built these acoustic guitars, and I always credit that to, like, the start of everything, and it really was, because we built this acoustic guitar all the way from scratch, so right down to planking the wood and, you know, just the work and detail that went into that. And thanks to Vessel High Schools for having a program like that. It was an entire year course of building a guitar, and that was your pass fail, right? Do you have a guitar at the end of class? And, so then once we had the guitar, it was I spent all the time to do this. What am I going to do with it? You know, over time, it just kind of turned into finding songs and writing songs, and now we're here. So,
were you always a country music fan? I mean, what led you to start writing country music?
So, I think growing up, I was like every other kid who wanted to be a guitar superhero and, you know, listen to AC/DC and Metallica. And I remember it was, I was probably like 13 or 14 playing baseball with a good group of friends. And before every game, we would go out and listen to country music on the drive, right? You play travel baseball, you spend a lot of time in the car. You spend, you know, play travel hockey, you spend a lot of time in the car. So that time in the car was kind of dedicated to music. And I got turned on to guys like Dierks Bentley and Eric Church and just their music and listening and growing appreciation for it, becoming a country fan, and then saying, hey, I can, you know, maybe I can apply my life to that. So
that's awesome. Why Robert Morris? What brought you down this way?
So we were actually in high school, I was playing football, and it was something that I wanted to do in college. I wanted to play football in college, and we were actually at a college football camp in Youngstown. And this is nothing against Youngstown's campus, but I, you know, the first day we showed up, I was like, I don't know if I want to be here. So we actually ended up leaving the camp a day early and swung through Pittsburgh. And we went to all the colleges in Pittsburgh and met up with the coaching staff at Robert Morris and got a call on the way back. And that was kind of it. I'd never applied to a college other than Robert Morris. And that was, you know, it was a really great fit for me.
Yeah.
And it's something that changed my whole life. So grateful for it.
Yeah. And here you are. You're based in Pittsburgh now. Is that where you met your future wife?
It is where I met my wife. Yeah. So she's, we were both in the same program. We both went for web and graphic design, and just really cool. Really great experience going there and kind of shaping what would be the rest of, you know, my future.
It is amazing how a drive can change your life.
Huh? It sure is. Just a chance
and happenstance.
And that's what radio is all about, right? You provide the soundtrack to the drive, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Frank Vieira, Fill It Up is the new single. Where can people, if they would like to get a copy of your CD?
Anywhere people are getting music these days. Okay. So, you know, help us out on Spotify, watch it on YouTube. You know, I'm not going to tell you to go out there and buy it. Just listen to it. Listen to it and spread the word and you know. That's the biggest help you can do for guys like me.
You bounce around the city, some places that people might be able to catch you. I know there might be something in development here locally.
We might be making a couple appearances out in Butler soon, and
cool.
That'll be cool. The rest of the summer we're playing all over Pittsburgh. You guys can find us down at Tequila Cowboy a good bit. We got a couple outdoor shows and amphitheater stuff. So just more good times, and it's all because you guys tune in and listen and support it. And that's, you know, that means the world to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on the moment. I know it's been a work in progress for a couple of years for you now to be even to this point with just even the single. But, boy, I sure hope you get some love across the nation.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Frank Vieira visiting with us this morning. The song Fill It Up, and I'm sure we'll be hearing some more from Frank in the days and weeks to come, and certainly listening to that new single. But congratulations on the growing family, too.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for having me. Like I said, always feels like a second home, so appreciate it.
We'll come back and see us again. There you have Frank Vieira, local Pittsburgh musician. He plays a little bit of everywhere and seems to be pretty steady down at the Tequila Cowboy. Pop on in, say hello, or better yet, head on out Route 422 Prospect Way this June and July. There's going to be some Shady Lady-produced shows out there as part of the fair, and Frank's going to be a part of that. That'll be the last concert of that week, the weekend of July 7th.
Yeah, July 7th. We've got Dylan Scott coming in to headline that show, and Frank will be on the bill. And, of course, the week after the Big Butler Fair is the Band Jam, Frank has played at the Band Jam as well. Yeah. And Frank has played our Southern Fried Rock shows, and he's done a lot of stuff with us in the past, so big fan.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And speaking of the fair, kind of kicking off the fair, will be another opportunity to see some local musicians opening up for a national act, so it's kind of cool to bookend surrounding the fair week with a lot of great music.
Yeah, it really is. We've got Neil McCoy coming in on June 29th, and opening that show will be Joe Patrick and Four on the Floor. So I say we throw on their song Hillbilly at Heart also after Frank.
All right, let's do it up here tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Let's
the
fill, Rock it
fill it up. Yeah, fill it up. Fill it up. Yeah, the Rock Station 97.7.
Bibles did too. We were born on a mount, crazy old-fashioned way. Some of that mountain wore off on me. Some of that family tradition, you see. The Riverside comes out every now and again. 'Cause I like a little country in my rock, and there's an NRA sticker on the back of my truck. I'm a hillbilly at heart, got a four-wheel drive, not a car. Soft spot for kids, good deer rifle, and a rebel flag on my arm. I'm a hillbilly at heart, proud American right from the start. And I'll be a rebel till the day I'm dead, 'cause I'm a hillbilly at heart. Our founding fathers would turn in their grave if they saw the state of our country today. Been through it before, we rise again. It's good old boys and their women who stick together, make a good living. They're the heartbeat of this country we call home. It's where the Jim Beam whiskey's made in the South, and if you don't speak the language, then get the hell out. I'm a hillbilly at heart, got a four-wheel drive, not a car. Soft spot for kids, good deal. Toast to the people who defend our country the most. They deserve more than they get paid for what they do. To the guy on the hill making good corn liquor, and the farmer in the field he grows our dinner. We're all cut from the same cloth through and through. Well, I like to hear my hound dog run. I'm gonna head to the woods with an old shotgun.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar this week, don't miss out on two events. Next Saturday, June 9th, the Noble Hops Band will begin the day at the Butler Farmers Market on the island at about 9 a.m. And then later that day, they'll be part of the Jeep Fest celebrations. They'll visit Recon Brewing. Spend next Saturday with the Noble Hops Band. And on Wednesday, June 20th, it'll be another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night. This one features Mary Lou Scherter at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's, $2 tacos, Coors Light and Twisted Tea specials, giveaways, and Gatto Harley-Davidson be there.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. And hey, don't forget, the voting is underway right now. You can, if you haven't done it today, you can vote once a day at 977rocks.com. And we're talking about our annual Grassy Award. That's something you folks award. You present it because it's your vote that makes it all happen. The Needs Hotel Band, certainly appreciative of having that opportunity. And in the past, Anger the Ant, the Shiners, Shagdod Melonhead, the Highway 4 Band, all have been past Grassy Award winners. And all you have to do is go and vote. You'll see, you can see the rotating banner up top, or just look at contests. You'll see the Grassy Award, 977rocks.com. You can vote once a day for your favorite.
Yeah, I recommend you get on it because voting can sometimes be very tight. So your vote does matter in this election.
Yes, it does. It matters in every election, but we get better voter turnout here, yeah, it seems. That's because we've got a lot of great music. And, I mean, what a diverse sound, too. 12 different styles, really, when you think about it.
It's all over the map. Yeah, I really like that. I think it's a great representation of what we're doing here on this show and the rock station and local music in general. So,
and it's a great sample of what you'll find at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival as well, because we have everything from acoustic to a little bluegrassy sound to some hard and heavy stuff. I mean, we've got it all for you. And what did we say? 7 of the 12 nominees this year are going to be at Band Jam.
Yeah, there you go. So, and will we be presenting the award at the Band Jam? We've been fortunate each year we've done it, first 5 years of this, to have the winner be there and be able to give it to them on stage. That's never a guarantee.
That's right. I remember probably the most furious voting that I remember, going back a couple of years, probably involved that battle between the Shiners and three other groups. And it really was not decided until the final weekend, when things were going all across the board. So it was crazy. So it shows you how important it is. And, it's proven to mean a lot to these musicians. They really respect the fact that this is something that not the radio station just did. It's the listeners of the radio station that are a part of.
Well, and, you know, like Needs Hotel Band, you know, who won it last year. They put that on all of their advertising. It was on their flyers and their website and their posters, Grassy Award winning band. And, you know, so they got behind it and helped promote it back. And, of course, you know, we appreciate all they do for us in return. But that was really cool to see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we will have another exciting week of music next week here on the Rock Station as we welcome in Mr. Rob Rausch, who will be coming in Acoustic Fingers. He's got a brand new album he just dropped leading into the Memorial Day weekend, and you heard one of the songs. We'll be excited to hear from Rob, and he's going to be, well, not only is he one of the Grassy nominees from his previous album, but he's going to be at Band Jam this year.
Yes, he is. He's going to be Saturday afternoon again, and you don't want to miss him. He's a hell of a talent, so get your tickets. Make sure you're out there.
It's going to be great. TheBandJam.com is the website. You can pick up tickets from any of the bands that you've heard us mention, or if you go to the website, it lists all the bands. If you know somebody from the band, buy them from them. That'll help out their cause. Also, you can go to Butcherine's Beer Distributor up north. You can go to Super Monkey Recording Company in Pittsburgh. You also have the Steamworks Creative location where they have, seem like something going on every night. You can pop right in there. They're a direct sales location,
that's
too.
Gibsonia area, same place where NRCC Winery is located.
See?
There you go.
It all ties together. It's amazing how it all works out. Well, we have some songs to play here before we go, and this was a band that actually got in touch with us via our grassroots@bcrnetwork.com email, dropped us a note and said, hey, we're a heavy rock and roll band comprised of a number of veterans from the Pittsburgh and Ohio Valley area. Members have been in a number of projects over the years, anything from Von Dane to Brimstone Coven, Mandrake Project, and Monolith Wielder, They say that this current project provides you some kind of stoner rock grooves and some grudgy melodies. And I think they got a really cool song here. The band is called Zom, Z-O-M, like Tom. And they got a cool song here called Bird on a Wire that is from their latest release. The album Nebulous is available on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. Jero Van Den, Andrew Decania, and Ben Zerbe are all part of this band. We'll give them a listen. Zom.
All right, let's take the show out with Dempsey and their song "The Blood." They were guests on the show a couple weeks ago, and I don't know, it was a lightning strike or something, and the song got skipped there. So we'll throw that on, Dempsey, "The Blood."
That was called Bob being struck by lightning, I think. So my apologies to the guys in Dempsey. We'll get it on for you tonight, though. That's a promise, and we'll see you right here next week, 7 o'clock on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back.
my shepherd, but I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He keeps me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
From the Honda North Studios. Awesome deals? You betcha. It's not just another car sale. It's the Honda North Big Ten event. Don't miss it. WLER. Baller Cranberry. This is the Rock Station. 97.7.
Thank you. got my